When the people that you know don't like you and your treasured friendships end, tune into this podcast where your artificial friends.
Hey, welcome to Your Artificial Friends. It's an edition of Andy's Almanac. Today on the Almanac, we're going to talk about a classic game. We're going to talk about a civil rights icon and one of the velvet voices of American music. That and more, let's fire up Andy's Almanac. I'm Andy Chanley. This is Andy's Almanac for Friday, December the 1st, 2017. Just 24 more shopping days left until Christmas. Got to get those chocolate advent calendars going. It's a brief look here at everything that ever happened to anybody on this date. Today's the day in 1929 that the game of bingo is invented by toy maker Edwin S. Lowe, same guy that brought you Yahtzee. Well, he doesn't invent bingo. Bingo-like lottery games can be traced all the way back to 16th century Italy, 18th century France. Then a guy named Hugh Ward copyrights the rules to a game called Beano, where dried beans cover numbers on cards until somebody completes five across. They're playing this on the East Coast, and eventually it spreads everywhere in the eastern United States. But today in 1929, Edwin Lowe takes Beano to New York, where it's told that one of his friends was playing the game. She excitedly yells bingo instead of Beano when she wins. So the game catches fire and has been known as bingo ever since. And Beano is known as the medicine you take to keep from farting. We lost the lionized pornographer Hugh Hefner a couple of months back, but it's this day in 1953 that he publishes that first edition of Playboy magazine. Do you remember who the first centerfold is? That's right, Marilyn Monroe, from her 1949 nude calendar shoot. It sells more than 50,000 copies and launches Hef's publishing career. Now, Hef never meets Marilyn, but he's fascinated with her. In fact, just 25 years ago, he buys the crypt next to hers at Westwood Village Memorial Park Cemetery, and he's buried next to her this fall. He tells the LA Times in 2009 that, quote, spending eternity next to Marilyn is an opportunity too sweet to pass up. Try to remember them as young icons and not the piles of bones and bits of hair that they probably are by now. Let's raise a toast to Montgomery, Alabama resident Rosa Parks, who on this day in 1955 refuses to move to the back of the bus to give up her seat to a white passenger. You know all about the Montgomery bus boycott and what Rosa's difference means to the rest of America and the world at the time. She's been described by no less than the U.S. Congress as no less than the First Lady of Civil Rights. Hard to argue that. Mm. 60 years ago today, Sam Cooke and Buddy Holly and the Crickets make their first appearances on the Ed Sullivan Show. If you know me, you know I have an abiding love for Buddy Holly, but have you ever sat back and truly listened to a Sam Cooke record? I finally realized that it's just for you. Just for you see me working all night long. It's just working till my stress is gone. It's for you. Yes, my dear. His voice is like butter. Keith Richards once said, Sam Cooke is somebody other singers have to measure themselves against, and most of them go back to pumping gas. Elsewhere in music on this date, today in 1971, John Lennon and Yoko Ono release Happy Christmas, War Is Over here in America. I've just begun. And so this is Christmas. I hope you had fun. The near and the dear ones. The 35 years ago today, Michael Jackson puts out his 6th studio album. Thriller comes out today in 1982. It's the album of the year of both the Grammys and the Billboard Awards. It's become the best-selling album of all time. And I think you'll find this fascinating. 20 years ago today, saxophonist Kenny G breaks the world record of a sustained note on the sax by playing for 45 minutes and 47 seconds without stopping. He uses a technique that allows him to both blow and breathe in at the same time. Or, as Bart Simpson once said,
I didn't think it was physically possible, but this both sucks and blows.
That record is broken more than twice as long since then. And how's this for astrology? All of the following people were born on this date: Woody Allen, Richard Pryor, Pablo Escobar, Sarah Silverman, Doors drummer John Densmore, and Bette Midler within hours of each other, and this guy, Irish singer Gilbert O'Sullivan.
Well, a little while from now, if I'm not feeling any less sad, I promise myself to treat myself and visit a nearby town. And climbing to the top, will throw myself off.
He's huge in Japan.
In an effort to make clear to whoever what it's like when you're shattered to left.
And that does it for Andy's Almanac for Friday, December the 1st, 2017. Hope you loved it. All copyrighted material remains the sole property of the copyright holder, appears only for purposes of scholarship, criticism, news reporting, parody, or satire. That's what we do here. And thanks for tuning in to Your Artificial Friends, the podcast. Tell your little friends about it. You can reach us on Facebook under Your Artificial Friends, and you can follow me directly on Twitter at Andy_Chanley. Thanks to my buds Sam Farmer, Larry Morgan, and Josh Fligger, my real friends. And join us next time on Your Artificial Friends.